change the music. 6 minutes past the hour. I don't like that tune. You like it, Dominic?
It gets me jazzed up. It gets me ready to go.
1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. There's probably a million other internet platforms we can be heard on live worldwide, of course. SportsByline.com, the cable radio network. Man, I'm running out of platforms. No, I'm not. There's another 20. But you can reach us on the toll-free from anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Trivia question for the hour. Why wasn't anybody inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1945? What was the reason? For a case of alchemy water. That's why alchemy water. There's a difference in the water you drink. Find out what I'm talking about at alchemywater.com. A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com. Zach Attack Young, we're talking combat sports and the five biggest turds in all of combat sports tonight. Of course, number one's got to be Floyd Mayweather, right?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, he's the face of boxing, and he has a black eye. You know, he's just kind of a guy who never has the best reputation. And I mean, I think that the majority of fans want to see him get knocked out.
See, because
I
don't think he's the face of boxing. I think he's the glutimus maximus of boxing, but that's just my opinion. Dominic Jimenez, what's on the plate for you, my brother?
Gonna take a look at the NBA again. I've got quite the go around talking to all the baseball writers out there. I got a little something for you guys.
History of the Heisman Trophy this hour, of course, as well. Of course, yes, Heisman Trophy winner for 2014. Can he make it in the NFL? Wow, big question, because I'm looking at this list, folks. Not too many of these guys did. You tune to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. We have open phone lines coast to coast. If you got the balls to call, I'll pay for the call. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Assyrian Pete, take it away.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
So you're into fantasy sports. Time for you to up your game at StarFantasyLeagues.com, where you can play fantasy sports like football, basketball, hockey, and baseball and earn cold hard cash every single day. It's legal, it's brand new, and it's awesome. At StarFantasyLeagues.com, you can play your favorite fantasy sport for real money against real people, or even play the Star Fantasy League's free tournaments for your chance to win something for nothing. Put your money where your mouth is. Prove your expertise. Get your game on today at StarFantasyLeagues.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Not exactly Led Zeppelin, but I guess it's cool. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sports Overnight America, Weekend Edition, 1-800-878-7529. That's a toll-free number. And for you buffoons out there that don't know what toll-free means, that means it's free, a.k.a. gratis. Doesn't cost you a dime. If you got the balls to call, give us a call, and we will treat you with care because I will hand you over to my friend Dominic Jimenez here. I will not chop you up myself. If you call and make a fool out of yourself, though, you might get dissed. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Couple of birthdays today, and I want to mention just straight up, Willie McCovey, number 44, of course, a Hall of Famer, no question about the first baseman for the 49ers, for the SF Giants in Candlestick Park, who hit that ball that was grabbed at the end of the 62 World Series. Of course, that meant the Giants didn't go to the World Series. But Willie McCovey, in bad health, today is his 77th birthday. We want to wish him the best. And George Foreman, who we will go into in depth in just a couple of minutes, he was born in 1949 as well. George Foreman, happy birthday to the Grill King. Now we're talking the top five turds in the world of combat sports. And we can go back to all time, or we're talking current turds. Straight up, number one turd has to be Floyd Mayweather Jr. Zach Attack Young, Floyd Mayweather is the most despised guy on the planet, and he's really not putting out great entertaining fights anymore. Why do people keep watching him? They want to see him get beat?
Yeah, they want to see him get beat, you know, and I can understand why, but I think a lot of people get suckered into it because they don't realize that he's basically playing a character. He's playing the heel, and he's trying to get people to tune in to watch him get beat, knowing full well that he's not going to, you know. I think that going in, a lot of us know that he's not going to lose these fights. Us in the industry of combat sports, we're aware of that, but it suckers in the boxing public who may not be as informed overall.
Zach Attack Young, I don't think he's delivered as far as a boxing match is concerned for a long, long time, maybe since the Ricky Hatton fight. I mean, you know, the fight with De La Hoya in 2007, the late Johnny Boz told me he thought it looked like a fixed fight because they kept hitting each other on the arms, and that's the way they used to fix fights back in the 40s. You know, when the mob would tell a guy, hey, you can't win tonight. Well, these guys would go back and forth and hit each other on the arm. So that fight was a little suspect. He really hasn't had any climactic, any exclamation points as far as his career is concerned. But yet he's the best boxer in the game. You said he's the face of boxing. I consider him the butt of boxing. Okay, who's going to beat him? Is it just going to be Father Time? Is that what it boils down to?
Yeah, I mean, I can see Floyd retiring undefeated. I mean, barring some huge setback or him just getting caught with a punch, which could happen to anybody, I don't see him not retiring undefeated. I just think that he's just a class above the rest of the fighters out there in terms of skill.
Okay, I'm going to...
I mean, whether you
go on,
like him or not, I just think... Whether you like him or not, I just think that there's nobody who can really equal him in this day and age.
Okay, Zach Attack Young, number two in the world of combat sports as far as all-time turds right now is concerned. Oh, man, I hate to kick a guy when he's down, but John Jones. You think I'm on the same page? You on the same page with me there or what?
I think John Jones is kind of the Floyd Mayweather of MMA, but the only thing is that he's not playing a character. He's just actually kind of a jerk.
Okay, speaking of jerks, of course, Floyd Mayweather, the number one jerk, and John Jones now in a bit of trouble, having to enter cocaine rehab. I think that was a bit extreme. We talked about this in hour number one, Zach, but I just think that's so extreme to make him go to cocaine rehab. I mean, you know, if a guy wants to do a little blow in his off time, I think he should be able to do it.
I don't really have a problem with it. I mean, I think that it possibly could be more of a performance enhancer than weed or something like that, just because, you know, it kind of gives you an energy boost. But other than that, I don't really think that they should have made the results public without actually consulting anybody first. True, but you know, they didn't really.
Yeah, but them letting out the numbers on that T level, the .29 T level, when it should be 5-1, I think that's very important. I think they did. I think this was done for a reason. I think the Nevada State Athletic Commission was trying to say, hey, this guy's a cheater, and look here, look here, look here, looky, looky. What do you think?
I think it could be that, but it also, to me, it kind of seems like the cocaine has really overshadowed the testosterone ratio. You know, you don't hear as many people talking about that. I don't think a lot of people even know that there was something fishy going on with the testosterone. Most people just make fun of him for doing the cocaine. So I don't really know what to believe. I mean, it's just a bad situation. And for him, who right now he's the number one pound for pound in MMA, I mean, I'm sure Dana White is not happy about this.
What's up with that beard? Who's he trying to look like? Hillbilly Jim of the WWE or what? I mean, he sort of looked a little unkempt.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a strange look to go for, I think. But, I mean, he got the win, and it might be the most impressive win he's had. But if it came with performance enhancement involved, then that's not going to be a good look.
Daniel Cormier just couldn't pull the trigger. What was up with Cormier? Why did he look so dismal? Was it John Jones just that much better than him?
You know, I think Cormier probably should have fought more fights at 205, in my personal opinion, before he fought the champion. He only had two fights at 205, and one of them was Henderson, who is old at this point. The other one was Patrick Cummins in his UFC debut, so it wasn't really a lot to go by. I mean, his resume at heavyweight was great, but we don't really know how good he is at 205. He didn't really fight the stiffest competition.
Back to the turds and combat sports. Dominic, you had an entry there?
Yeah. What do you think about Cain Velasquez here? I've seen enough interviews with Cain Velasquez to question whether he deserves to be on this
list. He's appeared on my show, so he's a pretty good guy. But the bottom line is he is a bit guarded in his interviews. He can be a stuck-up. I know people that worked out in the gym with him. Women especially don't like him for some particular reason. Women that work out in the gyms with him don't like him. But, you know, the fact that he doesn't do interviews as often as I'd like him to do interviews, and that doesn't take away from him being the best heavyweight in the world. And Zach Attack Young, bar none, Cain Velasquez is head and shoulders above anybody else right now.
Yeah, he is. I think Verdum is the only one who has like any type of chance, and I would still pick Cain over him. And honestly, I mean, if John Jones moves up, I think I would favor Cain in that fight, but I think after seeing what Jones did to Cormier, maybe that would be enough, you know? And it got me to thinking, maybe part of the reason why Cormier didn't look as good in this fight is because he didn't get to train with Cain, because that's who he's used to train with, and he said himself that Cain pushes him in a way that other people can't. And maybe that's why he didn't have that extra push and he got tired in the last two rounds after a pretty good start to the fight.
Cain Velasquez, the UFC heavyweight champion, the once beaten fighter, of course, knocked out by Junior Dos Santos in the blink of an eye a few years ago, and of course coming back, beating Dos Santos by decision in the rematch, and then trouncing him in the rubber match. I mean, Cain's just an amazing athlete, but when I watch him spar down at the American Kickboxing Academy in Silicon Valley, he used to spar with three or four guys. In other words, he'd spar 7-minute rounds sometimes, and 5 to 7 minute rounds, depending on what they were doing that day. And if he did a 7-minute round, he'd do it with four different guys. I mean, he's wrestling four different guys and beating up on four different guys in a round. He is a cardio monster. He is the most amazing athlete as far as cardiovascular system is concerned, as far as anybody over 150 pounds in my entire life. Cain Velasquez, bar none, a great athlete, but he is a bit of a turd, no question about that. Okay, next up on the Zach Attack Young list, next biggest turd in the world of combat sports, who's on your list?
Well, are we allowed to throw promoters in there? Because I don't think that a turd list is complete without the not-so-great Bob Arum, wouldn't you say?
Oh, dogging the Sheik. Oh, my God, the Sheik. Of course, the former Harvard University, Harvard Law School, United States Attorney General under Bobby Kennedy in the Justice Department back in the early 60s. Of course, he got hooked on the boxing bug by going to a Sonny Liston Floyd Patterson fight and realized all the money they were making on closed circuit television. Bob Arum said, I need to get out of this government job and get myself become a boxing promoter, which he did, of course, after John Kennedy was assassinated back in 1963. But as far as fighters are concerned, you know, Floyd Mayweather's on top. John Jones deserves to be there. Maybe Cain Velasquez deserves to be there. But Zach Attack, there's got to be some other turds on your list.
Well, if you want me to pick a fighter, then I got to go with Adonis Stevenson, because I think that he's just been ducking Sergey Kovalev for years and is just kind of not really defending the lineal championship in the way that it should be defended. He's not taking on the best available opponents, and he's just kind of taking these squash matches where he's a huge favorite. He was a 30-1 favorite in his last fight, Pedro.
And that's not indicative on how good he is. That's indicative on how bad his opponents were. Of course, Adonis Stevenson ducking Sergey Kovalev, although the WBC is going to try to mandate this. Right, did you read about that? The WBC is going to try to mandate a fight between Kovalev, the WBO champion, and their guy, Adonis Stevenson. Have you heard about that, Zach?
Yeah, I heard about that, and I hope that they stick to that. It would be interesting to see if Stevenson just chooses to vacate the belt, a la Peter Quillen, because I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I don't think that he thinks he can win that fight for whatever reason.
Coming back, talking about the history of the Heisman Trophy. Got some NBA stuff to talk about with Dominic. The NFL, of course, hot and heavy. Seattle's going to win the Super Bowl. Sort of like a foregone conclusion in my mind. So why even watch the playoffs? Unless you're making money on a bet, and I'm like, we are. Made some money this year. Up $760 for the season. Not too bad with $50 bets, okay? You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
This is your sports update on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, brought to you by Liver Guard. Liver, G-A-R-D, liverguard.com, your best friend if you've got problems as far as drinking is concerned. And, of course, problems mean drinking too much. In the NFL today, Tom Brady and the New England Patriots rolled over the Baltimore Ravens 35-31, and suspicions of cheating on the part of the New England Patriots, no surprise there, by John Harbaugh, the coach of the Baltimore Ravens. On the other game, of course, Seattle, the world champions, prevailed over the Carolina Panthers 31-17. Russell Wilson went 15 for 22, 268 yards. Still the man, still the team to beat, I think, the Seattle Seahawks. Of course, we'll talk about tomorrow's games a little bit later in the show. And Dominic Jimenez, NBA.
Knicks fall to 5-35 after a 110-82 loss to Charlotte. The Clippers 120-100 winners over Dallas. The Pacers fall by 1 point to the Sixers, 93-92. Toronto winners 109-96 over Boston. And Detroit won eight game out of their last nine with a 98-93 win over the Brooklyn Nets.
And that is your sports update brought to you by LiverGuard. Liver, G-A-R-D, LiverGuard.com, the sponsor for, of course, the sports update on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You know, I forgot about that, all the turds in combat sports. The number one turd of all time in the world of combat sports is former world heavyweight champion George Foreman. Wait, how can you say that, Pedro? He was the guy out there selling grills and eating burgers and going to Wendy's and then doing all that stuff in the 90s. I mean, he was like, he was a legend, an icon, made all that money. Of course, came up with the grills and all that kind of stuff. But before that, he was George Foreman the Creep, the guy that came into gyms when he won the 1967 or 68 Golden Gloves here in San Francisco. I was there in the gym. I watched him beat up on guys who were my size. I weigh like 160 right now. That's right. George Foreman would beat up on guys 160 pounds, and he was weighing 240. Okay, and when he went to Africa, what did he do? He brought German Shepherds with him, and Dominic, guess what? The only guys that had German Shepherds in South Africa were, guess who?
South Africa's got to be slave owners.
The slave owners. That was it. So George Foreman brought all these dogs over there, and they were yelling, Ali Boumae, Ali Boumae. What they were saying is, kill him, Ali, kill him, Ali. So I think George Foreman, without question, the biggest turd in the history of combat sports. That's just in my mind. I mean, people say that, you know, George is such a nice guy, and he shakes hands, he signs autographs and this and that. I've seen him. I've seen him at his worst and at his best, okay? And I think he's the best con man since P.T. Barnum back in the days of the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. Of course, we talked about big George Foreman now. The NBA. The NBA is, I have to say, the Golden State Warriors are the best team, and they're going to keep rolling, of course. Stephen Curry doing the ESPN thing with the Curry Special and all that kind of, you know. I'm still trying to get Rick Barry on the air. I've had a little impasse trying to get a hold of Rick Barry, and Clifford Ray is not answering the phone anymore. Some of these guys, they've changed their numbers, and you even call their agents. I called an agent the other day. I won't say who it was, but I called the agent of an ex-Warrior the other day, and the guy says to me, I haven't talked to him in 2 years.
Yeah, it seems to happen quite a bit, especially with these older guys that, you know, once they change their phone, they kind of disappear off into retirement at that point.
Okay. Do we need the Pro Bowl? Is the Pro Bowl really a necessary factor as far as the NFL is concerned? And isn't it just an excuse for guys to get hurt? Zach Kotakian, I'll let you roll with that one first. Do we need the Pro Bowl? Is it a necessary component of the NFL season?
No, I think it's actually the least popular of all the major sports all-star games, if you will. It's definitely not watched, and I think it does just lead to people getting hurt. And by that same token, I think you don't even see the best Pro Bowlers start in the Pro Bowl. They often skip the tournament altogether.
I remember my buddy Lenny Williams, when he was the lead singer of Tower of Power, went over there to do the Pro Bowl with Tower of Power, and they spent 4 or 5 days in Hawaii. They had a great time, and they came home, and they told me, the game sucked. The game was horrible. I said, why was it horrible, Lenny? He goes, it just was. And, of course, then when the Tower of Power went to play the 74 Rose Bowl, what happened during the halftime celebrations? The sound went out. I mean, talk about the worst luck in the history of music. They're on halftime at the Rose Bowl, and the sound goes out.
Yeah, Rose Bowl, it's not like the Pro Bowl. People are watching the Rose Bowl.
Okay, now speaking of the Rose Bowl, the college football championship is going down on Monday. Ohio State, of course, and the Ducks of Oregon. The Ducks of Oregon going to be minus a wide receiver because of marijuana?
Yes, sir. Their number two wide receiver, Darren Carrington, failed a drug test, testing positive for marijuana. Also, their special teams ace, Ayale Ford, also tested positive for an alleged marijuana positive test for marijuana.
You know, marijuana may be the most benign drug out there. Because I was a cop, and I'll tell you, I went to a lot of domestic violence calls. I did. Hundreds of them, okay? Involving hard drugs and alcohol. Never did I go to one involving marijuana. Except one time, this fireman's wife called. He was a fireman. He still lives in San Francisco. Won't mention him, obviously. So I went to his house, and his wife says, he's smoking weed in the house. I said, oh, really? She goes, yeah. She goes, I want a report made. I want him arrested. I said, really? She goes, oh, yes. Well, we're going to arrest people this. We can give him a citation. She goes, I want him cited. He's smoking marijuana in my house. I said, oh, okay. So she went away. She was supposed to be away for 3 days, and she came back early. Okay? So she called the police on him. And when I said to her, I said, you know, who pays the bills here? Who pays, like, the mortgage and your kids go to private school, that kind of good stuff? Who pays all that kind of stuff? She goes, he does. I go, how's he going to pay for it once he gets fired from the fire department, you know, for this marijuana? I didn't know he was going to get fired. Well, you make a police report and push this as far as you want to push it with a citation, he's going to get fired, lady. What do you think about that? I don't want to make a report. Yeah, yeah. That's the same thing with the NFL girls now, not wanting to snitch on their guys because they want to blow those millions of bucks.
Yeah, I think that's a huge part of the dynamic, especially if you look at the Ray Rice thing. His wife she handled it a little weird. I don't want to call her names, but a lot of these people, they're in it for the money. One thing with the marijuana that I have an issue with, yes, it's benign, but if you know that if you test positive, you're going to get suspended, why are you going to smoke weed 3 days before arguably the biggest game in your life?
How do you know it was 3 days before when the marijuana stays in your system for like 45 to 60 days sometimes?
Well, even still, a team like Oregon, you know they're going to do well. You know they're going to play in the postseason.
Was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar arguably the greatest center in the history of the NBA?
Yeah, at least
smoked,
one of.
Smoked weed every day of his life. Hold on. Superior athlete. Bill Walton, another guy, big weed guy. Dr. Julius Erving, another guy, big weed guy. I can go on and on, all these NBA players, okay? So it hasn't seemed to hamper these guys as far as excelling and becoming the most elite of their era, okay? I'm just trying to say is it's okay if I go out there and get schlocked on booze and come in all schlocked up from liquor, but if I smoke out and smoke a little weed and get mellow and go to sleep a little better than I normally would and sleep all night long, it's against the law, and I'm going to be penalized for that. But it's okay if I use the old white man's thing and drink their poison. Of course, that's what they killed the Indians with.
I'm not disagreeing with you there. I'm just saying if you know that smoking marijuana is going to get you in trouble, just wait until the season's over, dude.
No, just get a Wizinator like Mike Tyson. It was a fake penis. Mike Tyson used to wear a fake penis when he fought. I kid you not, folks. It was underneath his cup. And he would pull it out, and he would pee into the bottle, and it would be warm pee in the whole nine yards. He did this for years. I think Evander Holyfield did as well. But, you know, the Wizinator is what it's called. I get you not. And they can't sell it as a tool to beat drug tests anymore. It's what they sell it as, a sexual aid.
I'm a little speechless there. I'm just going to let you go back to however, while that just turns in my head.
We're talking urine tests, folks. We're talking urine tests. Basically, that's what we're talking about. How to beat a urine test here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and how Mike Tyson did it for so long. Speaking of Mike Tyson, comeback man of the year as far as the world of boxing is concerned in 2014. Of course, Mike Tyson's promotional company taking off. Another comeback guy of the year, Oscar De La Hoya, of course, settled his beef now with Al Haymon and the world of his former Richard Schaefer, his former CEO and all this kind of good stuff. So a lot of fighters have been released from Golden Boy Promotions that belong to Al Haymon. Al Haymon is going to be promoting or showing his fighters on NBC on the big network. I don't know if this is good or bad for boxing, but the bottom line is boxing is returning to network TV. And that's a good thing, folks, because when boxing's on network TV, the masses get to see it. That's right. Your mother, your father, your grandmother, your aunt, and your uncle, when they're cruising the channels, they cruise the networks. They don't always cruise channel 456, but they cruise 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, that kind of stuff. Okay? So I think boxing is going to make a bit of a comeback as far as the network's concerned. But, you know, speaking of Al Haymon, one of his charges, Adrian Broner, was offered $40 million by Jay-Z. Jay-Z, of course, running his iRock Nation promotional group out of New York now, signed Andre Ward, the current world 168-pound champion, former 2004 Olympic gold medals to a contract. But, of course, Jay-Z offered Adrian Broner, get this, Zach Attack Young, he offered him $40 million over 5 years, and Broner turned it down and told him to suck his you-know-what. Can you believe that? He'll never make $40 million in 5 years.
No way. He made about $1.7 million against Maidana. That was his career high payday. I don't know if he's going to make that much again. I mean, I can't believe that he turned that offer down. I mean, I'm guessing that he thinks, oh, well, Big Brother Floyd makes $40 million a fight. Why would I take that over 5 years? But the fact is, he's just never going to be on that level in terms of skill or in terms of finances. So if I were him, I would have took that deal. That was a good deal. $4 million a fight, essentially.
1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. Have you downloaded the iHeartRadio app yet? You have it? Go to iHeartRadio.com, download the app, and take Sports Byline anywhere you go. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Seriously. Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Who picked that music? Sirian, you picked that music? You're fired. You're tuned to Ring Talk Zone. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live all across America. This is the Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. 10 o'clock p.m., we came on the air. Of course, we've been here for a couple hours. We'll be here until the top of the hour, midnight Pacific, and it's 3 a.m. Eastern time. We're the only network show live all across America at this time of the hour, so this time of night. So the bottom line is, if you listen to us live, more power to you. You can also listen to us delayed at sportsbyline.com. But you know what? You can make things real easy if you go to the iHeartRadio website, iHeartRadio.com. Just go to the website, download the app, the free app. You can take any of the Sports Byline shows, my daytime shows, my sports shows on combat sports with Zach Attack Young and I get together. We talk Ring Talk Saturday and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time, or any of the Sports Byline shows here. Ron Barr, Sports Byline USA, of course, he's the godfather of the network. Man, he's been here since the beginning of time. He started this, okay? All kinds of great shows. Rick Tittle, I can go on and on. All these shows are on sportsbyline.com, but you can get them at iHeartRadio.com. Download the iHeartRadio app and take any of the Sports Byline shows anywhere you go 24-7 around the world on your smartphone or your tablet. Now, where do you have Sports Byline at, Dominic? Your tablet or your sports smartphone?
I've got it on my smartphone, and I also follow Sports Byline on Twitter, at Sports Byline USA.
And one more plug on the Twitter thing?
On Twitter. Okay. Shoot us a tweet, at Sports Byline USA.
Okay. Now, the Major League Baseball sports writers don't want to let Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame, and I despise Barry Bonds, but you sort of want to go down that same avenue. Let's talk about that.
All right. So, the Baseball Hall of Fame vote was earlier this week. It was announced, the 2015 class, Randy Johnson, Pedro Martinez, Craig Biggio, John Smoltz. It's a great class, biggest class since 1955. But I have an issue. A lot of these writers, Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, probably the two of the biggest names that have been linked to steroids that were on the Hall of Fame ballot. Bonds received 36.8% of the vote. Roger Clemens received 37.5%. These baseball writers are deciding that, hey, these guys may or may not have taken steroids. Let's not let them in the Hall of Fame because of that. I have an issue with that.
Why?
For starters, Jeff Bagwell and Mike Piazza were also on this ballot, okay? Piazza received 69.9% of the vote. He was about 5% short of making the Hall of Fame. Jeff Bagwell was at 55.7. Check this. Both of them admitted to using an illegal drug during their career, but they got all the votes. So it's really bothering me how the baseball writers are taking basically the thing that saved baseball after the 94-95 strike. Attendance at games went down 20%. Ratings were down. Baseball was headed down a really dark hole, a dark place. The Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire chasing of Roger Maris. I think that saved baseball. I think steroids kind of saved baseball. It's part of an era. What about the guys that were drinking when it was prohibition? They're in the Hall of Fame. We have guys that used cocaine. We have guys that used greenies, amphetamines. We have guys that, you know, racists. We've got everything in the Baseball Hall of Fame. The baseball writers who are lauding these guys. Oh, yeah, the Bash Brothers, Jose Canseco, Mark McGwire. Come on now.
They hate Barry Bonds. That's what this is all about. Barry is the biggest turd in the history of sports.
That's totally fine. But we're here to judge them on what they did on the field. He can be a jerk. That's fine. But don't let your personal issue, like, okay, so Pedro, you're on the Hall of Fame ballot, but I don't like you. It's not right to leave you off the ballot, considering you're one of the top five players of all time, just because I don't like you. I don't like that.
Zach Attack Young, do you think Dominic's on the right page here as far as the writers are concerned? Because, you know, I'm just so anti-Barry Bonds and anti-performance, anti-drugs, like anybody that anything to do with them should be banned forever. But what's your take on that?
Well, the way that I look at it, I mean, okay, let's say we take away a lot of Barry Bonds' home runs. He would still have a lot of home runs. I mean, the guy he was an excellent player, and he may not have been a good personality-wise type of person, but in terms of being a baseball player, there hasn't really been anybody better in the last, like, 20 or so years, and I think that it's just kind of hard to just leave him out of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but Zach, admittingly, man, the guy was at one point in time had a body like me when I was fighting 139 pounds, okay? I mean, he had a sunken chest. His chest was so sunken he could star in pirate movies when he was with the Pittsburgh Pirates, okay? And then he goes to the Giants, and in one season he comes back 40 or 50 pounds heavier. He obviously did some steroids. And that tricep tear that he had, that's a steroid injury. You and I know that from boxing and from MMA.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not denying that he used them. It certainly seems evident that he did, but, I mean, the guy just did so much throughout his career that it's kind of hard to just throw the whole thing out, you know? You know, I mean, And with baseball, I don't really see the steroids as being quite as bad as in other sports, because it's basically a sport where people are hitting a ball around. You know, it's not where there's really a lot of physical contact between players.
You know,
it's really not in baseball.
Assyrian Pete in the other room was saying, you know, it doesn't help your eye-to-hand coordination, this and that. Baloney. If you get that HGH stuff, human growth hormone, let me tell you like this. Barry Bonds was able to see the seam of the baseball. He could almost see the National League stamp on the baseball when it was coming at him. That's because he was all juiced up. And when you get on that stuff, it does help your hand. I mean, it doesn't make you turn you from a horrible hitter into a great hitter, but I think it can enhance your career, because let's be honest, you guys, Barry Bonds peaked out after he was like 35, and which is, come on, that's unheard of. Dominic, athletes don't peak at 35 and 37.
They normally don't, and I will admit that.
Normally? Oh!
There are some major exceptions to the rule of that. But, you know, Bonds was still hitting tons of home runs before 2000. From 90 to 2000, Bonds was a prolific guy. This is the only baseball player to be at 500 home runs, 500 stolen bases. You cannot... It's already a shame that Pete Rose is being left out of the Hall. Can you really leave your all-time home run hitter and your all-time hit leader out of it?
You know, good Pete Rose story. He and I were in L.A. at a Don King card. In fact, I think we had two different cards. And I was doing the television for Don King Productions back in the day. And, you know, we talked about, you know, going to the Baseball Hall of Fame and this and that. And I looked at him, and I think at one point in time during our conversation, he almost teared up on me. It's very emotional for Pete Rose.
Yeah. And Pete Rose, he made him, it's similar to Eddie DeBartolo. He made a mistake. But the mistake that he made should not result in banishment. Pete Rose was betting on baseball. He was betting on his own team. But he was not changing the way he managed in order to cover spreads or anything like that. The guy just had a gambling problem. Same with Eddie DeBartolo. Come on now.
Eddie D wanted a casino, that's all.
There you go. Just getting in bed with the wrong people for DeBartolo. And one more other thing about the Hall of Fame. Jeff Kent, arguably the greatest hitting second baseman of all time, was on 14% of the Hall of Fame ballots. He went down from the year before. If Jeff Kent does not go up next year, I am seriously going to question every single baseball writer that left him off the ballot. He has no links to steroids, nothing like that. He was not the most pleasant guy in the media. I understand that. But the greatest hitting second baseman of all time, the former MVP, can't leave him at 10%, 14%. That's a joke.
Enough. Let's talk the Heisman Trophy. Of course, I'm looking back at the Heisman Trophy winners. Marcus Mariota winning this year from Oregon. Of course, Jameis Winston winning the year before. Mr. Football, Johnny Manziel, winning in 2012. Robert Griffin III, 2011. Cam Newton, of course, he played today, 2010. Mark Ingram, 2009, 2008, Sam Bradford, 2007, Mr. Tebow, Tim Tebow, 2006, Troy Smith, 2004, Matt Linhart in 2003, Jason White. None of these guys became super, this looks like a list of B-rated guys here.
Yeah, Cam Newton is probably the best shape out of those guys, and even then, he hasn't hit that superstar level. Cam Newton is a good quarterback. Mark Ingram had a nice resurrection for the New Orleans Saints this year in a contract year. So we got to see where he goes. Sam Bradford played with injuries. Jason White never played a down in professional football. He had knee injuries, so he retired after winning the Heisman. There's a little fun fact for you there. And Matt Leinart, that trend of USC quarterbacks that just don't pan out in the NFL.
Zach Attack Young and Johnny Manziel going to make it in the NFL?
Unless he gets his partying under control, it really doesn't look like it. The guy doesn't really have the size for the NFL. He's not quite quick enough for the NFL, I don't think, when it comes to mobility. And, I mean, he doesn't have the strongest arm, so it doesn't really look good at this point. And his first start was really a bust, so it's not looking good. I think he deserves the benefit of the doubt, and we got to see what he can do. But right now, it doesn't look good.
Carson Palmer from USC, he did okay, huh?
Yeah, Carson Palmer, now that we're going a little bit farther back, he's pretty much the exception to that quarterbacks winning the Heisman not panning out.
Okay, let's switch gears. Let's talk about the college football championship going down Monday. Of course, the first game ever of this new playoff system. Of course, Ohio State, the Buckeyes, the late Woody Hayes. And I had a chance to meet Woody Hayes one time And he was a turd. There's no question, but he was really a turd. And I'll never forget, he was on KNBR with Dave Newhouse, and I was working at KNBR at the time. And Dave Newhouse asked him about attacking that guy and copping that Sunday on that running back that intercepted the ball, was running down the field, and he sort of tackled the guy on the other team, the coach, okay? And he hung up the phone on him. So Woody Hayes, of course, the Ohio State Buckeyes. John Johnson, the manager of Buster Douglas, the man that brought us Buster Douglas, was also the defensive backfield coach for the Ohio State Buckeyes. But the Buckeyes taking on the Oregon Ducks. What's the line, my man, Zach Attack?
Last I saw, the Ducks were favored by about 6. And I really think that the Ducks should win this one. I think that the Buckeyes were lucky enough to catch Alabama flat that day. That didn't look like the same Alabama I saw all year. And I think that the Oregon Ducks just, they'll bring some things that the Buckeyes haven't seen. And I think that they'll be able to prevail in the end.
Think we can go out and smoke a doobie with the Ducks after the fight or what?
Hey, you know, that's not too bad of an idea. It's legal in Oregon, so.
Okay. What do you think? This is a big thing. Why is it going down Monday night of all places? Why not on a, why didn't they do this? Why Monday night?
Well, they're not going to put it on a Sunday. They're not going to try to compete with the NFL. There's nothing happening on Monday night. I mean, but people are going to be home. It's not like it's going to be a Friday night where people can be going out. People are going to be home on a Monday, not doing anything. They got off work. What else are you going to watch? Watch the news?
It's kicking me around on Sirius XM satellite radio because, of course, we go at 5 p.m. on Monday nights when the NFL is going, nobody's listening. Nobody. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we'll talk about tomorrow's games. Man, Dallas at Green Bay. Dallas is a 6-point, take the back, a 6-point underdog here, right, to Green Bay?
Yeah, that's right.
Green Bay's going to roll?
Yeah, I think Green Bay is going to handle it just fine. The Cowboys have been surprising, but Green Bay at home, Lambeau, freezing, that spells a victory.
Zach Attack, Young, Denver, and Peyton going to cover that 7?
Nope, I think the Colts are going to win tomorrow, and I think it's going to be the rise of Andrew Luck.
Whoa. The over and under, 53.5 points. They're scoring a lot of points. Where you want to lean, Dominic, over under there?
I want to lean on the over there. Indy doesn't really play defense.
Okay, and that's a good point. Indy doesn't really play defense. What about the Dallas and Green Bay game? 52 points, the over and the under. Zach Attack, Young, where would you go where?
I think that's going to be a high-scoring game. I'll go over on that one.
Man, I remember back in the days when I used to bet the 49ers, you guys, and I would bet the over. I bet the over one time in a season. I think it was like 12, 14 games, something like that, right? They won like 12 or 11. I mean, and just covered easily. And they were winning. They were scoring like 35 points. The other team was scoring 20 points. So what? They're going over. They were going over. If you bet the over, you bet the Niners for like a few years, you were making money. As far as the 49ers coming back in 2015, man, we got to talk about that a little bit later. Of course, that's next week's show. We'll talk about Bay Area sports a little bit more, the NFL, what's happening with Colin Kaepernick. Will all this coaching help him? Or is he just a B-rated guy who was a flash in the pan? We'll find out. Kurt Warner going to school the kid down in Arizona, I believe. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is the Taco Man, Pedro Fernandez, a.k.a. Johnny Taco and the Alter Eagle. Dominic Jimenez is here with me, of course, as is Zach Attack Young. In the other room, the man behind the glass, Assyrian Pete. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient, personal, professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than $1 a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Doesn't this sound like circus music? I'm just kidding. This is not a circus. This is not a test. This is the real thing. Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sports Byline Sports Update. Of course, the NFL today. The New England Patriots with Tom Brady rolled over the Baltimore Ravens. And the bitching John Harbaugh, the coach. 35-31. Carolina came up short to the world champion Seattle Seahawks, 31-17. Russell Wilson went 50-22, 268 yards, and the NBA went like this.
Chicago 95-87 winners over Milwaukee behind a career high 46 points for Pau Gasol. Minnesota losers against San Antonio 108-93. Utah loses to Houston 97-82, and Portland 103-92 winners over Orlando.
That is your sports update. Of course, man, straight up on the Sports Byline Broadcasting. We come to you, of course, each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, for a couple of hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio Network, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, iTunes. We bring you a diverse group. We've got three different age brackets here, a couple of young guys, a couple of old guys. We sort of do our thing together each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, Dominic, who's going to win the college playoffs?
Give me Ohio State 9-0 all time against Oregon.
Zach Attack Young, what's your pick?
I'm picking Oregon this time.
Okay, everybody's going with Oregon. I'm going to go with Ohio State as well. Okay, we're split on this one. Pete and Zach are going to go the other way. Bottom line is, I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. I want to thank Assyrian Pete in the other room. I want to thank my man Dominic Jimenez and the great Zach Attack Young. Until next time. Keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Most importantly, walk like a man.